Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR coming to you live from Barrett Jackson, Scottsdale, 2019. It is so much fun being out here every single year. Fourth year in a row out here at Barrett Jackson. It is so much going on. This place is a controlled zoo right now. It is incredible. Some of the coolest cars you ever put your eyes on. You got to get out of here. It is Saturday. It is a special show. Thank you so much. That's why you're hearing Friday in the music today, because this week it is Saturday in the music day. Like I said, you got to get out here to Barrett Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us today for this live special show. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show, and we are brought to you as usual by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at Alma School and Chandler Heights, 4901 South Alma School. Get out there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. You can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs directly up to a humidor. Never, ever worry about your sticks going bad. That is Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Again, let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Like I said, thank you, Barrett Jackson, for letting us come out here to a show again this year. We have so much to jump into today. If you have any thoughts on your mind, you can call. We're going to keep calls today very limited, but the call-in number is 917-889-7828. So today you get a whole lot of me. I'm going to see if I can convince Kendall to share what her favorite car has been. You know, Kendall, all those good fine photographs you see on our Instagram page at the Sports Cave. I'm going to say about 90% of hers. Basically, it's this. Any ones that look good, she took. Any ones that look rudimentary, they're mine. So that's how you can separate the photos. But we got a lot of stuff to get into today. The NFC Championship, AFC Championship, those are tomorrow. We'll get into that. We're going to talk about Boogie Cousins coming back to the Golden State Warriors last night. ASU team has become a team of the splits. Game tonight for Oregon, because they need to get that second game tonight against Oregon. That game tips in about 3 hours, and yes, the Cave Show, Sports Cave, will have full coverage. Also, we'll have full coverage from GCU as the Grand Canyon and those crazy havocs out there. They will, the Lopes are taking on University of Missouri, Kansas City, UMKC. Kendall will be out there, and make sure you're following live on all our social media platforms to keep up what's going on with those votes. And like I said, the crazy habits, they're 11-7, and they are in need of a win themselves. But let's get started. Let's jump right in. Let's talk about some football. Let's talk about the AFC and NFC championship game tomorrow, the Rams and the Saints, followed by the Chiefs and the Patriots. So should I say it? Is it ding, ding, ding? Ding, 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 the witch is in. And I'm not calling Tom Brady a witch by any stretch of the imagination. But ding, dong, ding, are the Patriots that witch? Is this the year they finally get out before the Super Bowl rolls around? Is this the year where the old man finally meets his match and the young gunslinger and Patrick Mahomes? Is this the year that Bill Belichick, the year that Andy Reid finally gets that monkey off his shoulder and not only gets to the Super Bowl but wins the Super Bowl? None of all that will matter if Andy Reid and his Chiefs can't beat the Patriots and Tom Brady tomorrow. And by God darn it, I'm going to give you that pick, but not till we talk about the Rams and the Saints. I think the Rams are going to win this game. I do. Plain and simple, for the simple reason that the Rams have far more talent than the Saints. And I know some of you people are probably looking at this phone right now saying, far more in my foot. That's not far more. Alvin Kamara, Ingram, Mikey Thomas, all those boys on offense, Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, and you're saying, how can you say more talent? Well, it's real easy. Woods, Cooks, Gurley, Sue, Aqib Talib. You just name offensive and defensive side of the ball. They are everywhere. So it's not hard for me to say that the Rams have more talent. Now, this is their third time going to New Orleans. They played there in the preseason. They played there in the regular season in a game that the Saints won 45-35. And now they get to go back again in the playoffs with everything on the line. I'm telling you, I just think the Rams get this one. I think Aqib Talib being back, he wasn't there the last time. Marcus Peters got housed. In fact, let's just say this, Marcus Peters bought prime realty because he was owned Ike Thomas the first time around. This time, I don't think so. I think they're either going to put Aqib Talib on the secondary receiver and roll help and bracket coverage Ike Thomas, or they're going to just stick Talib right on Michael Thomas from the beginning and see what he can do. Either way, I don't see this as Michael Thomas catching 10, 12 passes for 200-300 yards. I just don't see that happening this time. But the Rams, not only do they have Gurley back this time, they have C.J. Anderson. And if you don't know who C.J. Anderson is, ask the Dallas Cowboys, because he bruised them for over 100 yards last week. At the same time, Gurley went for 100 yards last week. And we all know if the Rams can get their play action going, that's a wrap. There's not much you can do with them from that. Because if you're sucking those linebackers up, and they have to get to that line to help in tackling either Gurley or C.J. Anderson, they're leaving all that middle space open for Robert Woods and for Brandon Cooks to operate. And don't sleep on Everett. Not in this game. Tight ends are going to play a big role in this game. And on the other side, that's what's going to hurt the Saints, because Ben Watson, who I think is about 49 years old, will not be playing. He needs an appendectomy. So he will not be playing. And they're tied in. I'll tell you how bad the next guy up is. One, I don't remember his name. And two, he has half the catches and half the yards of Benjamin Watson. So that's going to ring all bad for the Saints. Now, they are going into New Orleans, where the Saints, it's a hard place to play. It's a very hard place to play. Noisy, focused. Those fans, I want to say march, almost a mile in, playing the Saints. The Saints go marching in as they march to the stadium every single home game. So you're not just playing the Saints. You're playing those fans and that noise. Concentration level has to be high, because they will get you off your game. False starts, offsides, all that stuff can happen to you if you're not paying attention. But I think this is where the boy genius jumps in and does a great job. Every coach in the NFL this offseason didn't get their job because of going Sean McVay, because Sean McVay is bad. They got the job because Sean McVay is good. He's innovative. And he's taken this Rams team to a place they haven't been taking a long time since Dick Vermeil was the head coach. Oh, Mike Martz as well. Remember, Mike Martz didn't win the Super Bowl. Dick Vermeil did. Give me the Rams in this. And here's what I think of this game. And you may hear this a little bit later, call this a tease. But I don't think this is a close game. And I'll say that as well, if the Rams end up losing this game, this will not be a close game. This will be a game where it gets away from one side or the other side. You don't look for a 32-29, 33-30, 35-32, 35-31 game with the last team having a ball win. It's going to be a blowout, one way or the other. Look for the Rams to win 35-17, or if it's the other side, go the other way. But the Rams are going to handle the Saints. Yeah, I said it. I'm not scared. The Rams are going to go in, and they're going to handle the Saints with that ground game and that passing game and that play-action game. Look for the Rams to handle them. Look for the defense to come up big. Look for Aqib Talib to come up big. And the key to this game, I said it before, I'm going to say it again, is Ndamukong Suh. It's going to be over. Now let's get back to KC, and let's get back to the Patriots. You know, I hit them with the ding-dong ding, the witch is dead. And you can have your own witch. Your witch can be Brady. Your witch can be Belichick. Your witch can just be the Patriots. You can call them witches. You call them warlocks. I don't care what you call them. But this year, they do not have the luxury of having two games in Gillette Stadium. They got the one game, and now they're on the road. Give me the Chiefs. Give me Patrick Mahomes and those weapons. That ball will be flying all over the field. He'll be throwing passes, sidearm, behind the back, through the legs, left-handed, two-handed, it doesn't matter. And maybe you fell asleep last week, but the Chiefs defense played out of their mind. Completely out of their mind. So count on them doing that again this week. And show it up. And I bet you they can do it again one more time for Andy. I mean, let's stop and think about this for a second. What would it be like for the Patriots if they lost in the Super Bowl last year to one of Andy Reid's disciples from the Andy Reid tree, and Peterson, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and then they come back this year and lose to the man himself, Andy Reid? And I think that's what's going to happen. The last four times Andy Reid has played the Patriots, he split 2-2, but his team has scored 40 points on the Patriots three out of the four times that they've played. But they did. I don't know how they did it, but they did. Andy Reid is a genius when it comes to scheming an offense. And he's going to do a magnificent job. Again, that game is at home. And I talked about those Saints fans being those Kansas City Chiefs fans, they're out of their mind. Yes, we're going to avoid the sub-zero degree weather, but it's still going to be cold. Now, the good thing for the Patriots is that they're used to playing in cold, and I'm sure Belichick and his infinite wisdom had them out practicing in the cold this week. But again, it's going to take a lot of concentration. It's going to take a lot of stuff going on because those fans are loud. They're good for at least one offside, one false start. The problem is for them, these are the Patriots. The Patriots, they do not shoot themselves in the foot. It's just one thing that they don't do. So we'll see, but give me the Chiefs, give me the Rams, and I said it about the other game, and I'm going to say it about this game. This will not be a close football game. Who cares who wins? This game will be a blowout one way or the other. Give me the Chiefs 42-24 over the Patriots. It's your mortgage payment. Call your bookie and put it on their bet right now. No, I'm just playing. Don't bet your mortgage. Bet your 401k. No, I'm just playing. Don't bet that either. Bet your kids' college fund. No, I'm just playing. Don't bet that either. Whatever I say, bet, that's just for entertainment purposes only. Wink. Wink. This is one of those games, though. I'm not missing this game. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care about what's going on near me. The wife can ask me to do something. Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Not during that game. Better get out play during the Rams Saints. But not that Patriots Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is must see TV. You have to watch him play. Thank you for joining us this Saturday. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Coming to you live from Barrett Jackson, Scottsdale. If you have not been here, you need to get out here. Like I said, look for photos on Instagram and Twitter. Some of the cool cars. I'll tell you right now, if they'll take a check, I'll write a check for a couple of these cars. And, okay, so now I'm getting the noise from Kendall in the section here. She said I said that last year. But how do I know you're not a new listener? How do I know I don't have a new checking account? Maybe I have a new checking account. Maybe it'll work this year. But I saw a couple cars in here that I absolutely love. And let me go ahead and say this. I'd buy that Ford Bronco. I saw a white Ford Bronco. I'd buy that bad boy. I really would. I don't have any slow speed chases in L.A. in my driving up to Brentwood in my future, but I would drive 45 on the expressway here in Arizona. That bad boy is beautiful. Beautiful. Sign me up for that white Ford Bronco. Give me two of them. Nah, you know what? That's okay. Make mine black. I don't want to get confused. Especially since the juice is free. No, I'm just playing. I digress. Okay, so I want to talk the Phoenix Suns, but before I talk the Phoenix Suns, let's hear from L.A. Okobo.
This is L.A. Okobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Okay, so the Suns are playing right now. They are playing the Charlotte Hornets. They're 0-2 on this road trip so far, and this is where the scheduling gods have just not done well for the Suns right now. After tonight, they now have to board a plane, get to Minnesota, and play there for a back-to-back. That's a bad traveling back-to-back. Charlotte to Minnesota, I don't know who did that to them, but they're playing Charlotte right now. They're down 96-77. This is the third quarter. They've been outscored in the third quarter by 8. They started the game in the first quarter down by 13. The Suns have to figure out a way to get off to a good start. They have to these games. You cannot trail every game and try to figure out a way to make up that deficit. Just the other day, what did we hear again from Igor Kokolskov? They weren't ready. They weren't ready. They didn't play ready. They didn't come out ready. Look, I love Igor. I really, truly do. I think Igor knows a lot about basketball, and I think he's an incredible coach. But just because he's an incredible coach doesn't mean that he's doing a great job incredibly coaching this team. I'm on the record saying the Suns cannot fire. Let me say this one more time. The Suns cannot fire Igor Kokolskov. They cannot. And a lot of people have said to me, I've gotten messages, what do you mean they can't fire him? If Suns still suck, what do you mean they can't fire him? They can't fire him simply for this reason. Alvin Gentry left. Jeff Hornacek came here, fired. Lindsey Hunter, I don't even talk about Lindsey Hunter because, man, whatever. Earl Watson, gone. Triano, gone. And now we have Igor Kokolskov. So let's go through this list again. Alvin Gentry, Lindsey Hunter, Jeff Hornacek, Earl Watson, Triano, and Kokolskov. I've just given you 6 coaches' names. If these were the Pittsburgh Steelers, that wouldn't even be the number of coaches that have coached the team, because they've only had 3. Those are the amount of coaches that the Suns have had in the last 8 years. 6 coaches, 8 years. Devin Booker and his time here has played for Hornacek, he's played for Earl Watson, he's played for Jay Triano, and now he's playing for Igor Kokolskov. You cannot have that kind of turnover in upper management and coaching, especially coaching, and expect to have a team with any type of cohesiveness whatsoever. And I've just given you the head coaches. You know how many assistants they've gone through? I'm not even going to name them for 2 reasons. 1, nobody would know some of them. And 3, the show doesn't have that much time left for me to name all the assistant coaches they've had in the last 8 years. And we still have time left on this show. So that is one of the reasons you can't fire Kokolskov, because you've got to start to find some type of chemistry with coaching. Now, Igor might be the most nice guy you'll find. He has his personality. There are times where I've said, Igor, please get a tech on that. Please. And I love his theory. I love his logic. A technical foul called on the coach is yet to change one call in any sporting event. There are times where you just have to take the tee and be fiery and just show that you're taking one for the team. And I just don't think that he's fiery enough sometimes for what the team needs. I do know this. Josh Jackson to be a Sun, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings if he was traded. I do think they need to find more playing time for Kelly Oubre. I think that DeAndre Ayton needs to become more aggressive and more assertive. I really do. Igor Kokolskov said probably 3 weeks ago now in a press conference after a game that when you only – it was a game following DeAndre Ayton's 3-touch game. And his exact words were, there are times when you touch the ball so much because you only requested the ball that much. You only worked to get the ball that much. Look, DeAndre Ayton and his pre-draft talk and after he was drafted and the early press conferences said, him and Booker are going to be Kobe and Shaq 2.0. Well, you know what? To be Shaq and Kobe 2.0, you got to have a mean streak like Shaq and Kobe to be Shaq and Kobe 2.0. DeAndre Ayton has to demand the ball. Here's my other question for you. When was the last time you saw someone cut to the basket and saw DeAndre Ayton knock them on their ass? Because I haven't seen that. When was the last time someone came to the bucket and DeAndre Ayton just cleaned their clock? Now, I'm not saying that he has to go out and play bully ball and be dirty, but there are some times where you just got to knock a mouse in the house on his ass. And he does it. Look, I love Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker is an incredible player, obviously. But you know what? For Devin Booker to be Kobe 2.0, and that's not his words, so let's not blame him for that, you got to be the person, that's willing to step up defensively, because we know offensively what he can do. We already know offensively that he is a stud. We know that. We know that he can turn a game around in no time with his ability to hit hit threes and score in bunches. But my question for you is, when does Devin say, oh, what, Jamal Murray's going off? Give me him. Put me on him. Oh, what, Klay Thompson's going off? Give me him. See, to be Shaq and Kobe 2.0, that's not just offensive Shaq and Kobe 2.0. That's defensive Shaq and Kobe 2.0. And if you're going to be them 2.0, you got to do both. And DeAndre, I know you're a rookie, but you know what? You can't be in awe of anybody anymore. You can't. So that's what I want to see. The Suns are going to go ahead and drape this loss. Hopefully they don't go 1-4 on this road trip. They have a team, honestly, that's mentally weak in Minnesota. We saw that when they got punked by Philadelphia last week. They're bullies unless they're being bullied, and they're not bullies at all. So whatever with Minnesota. You have a bunch of stat guys in Minnesota. Everybody wants their stats. This is the Game Show. This is PLR coming to you live from Barrett Jackson, Scottsdale. Sitting here with the best photographer in Arizona, the one, the only, Kendall Santora. She's doing stats for me today. This is great. She's working at Google really quickly. She's getting it all right after she yells to me, what? But you just can't hear her say, what did you say? But she looks at me and she gives me the, what did you say? What is that? But we're out of Barrett Jackson. You got to get out here again. Check social media. A little bit later, you're going to catch some great, great photos. Let's switch up to college right now. Let's talk Grand Canyon Hoops must win tonight. If you see Kendall out there, make sure you go up to her and say hello. Hey, aren't you Kendall with the Sports Cave? And she'll give you a big wave, take your picture, and she'll put it on Instagram for you on the Sports Cave. But they need a win tonight. They're 11-7. They're 8-0 at home, so they can protect the home court. It's on the road where they're going to need a little bit of work. But if they're in front of you, you got to win the games that are there. And so this game tonight, I believe, is a 7 o'clock tip, and it's a very important game for them to get to stack those wins up, because when they get into conference play, this is a team that will be looking to make March Madness in a tournament. So they need to be hitting on all cylinders when that time comes around. On the other side of the valley, in the East Valley, the Sun Devils are taking on Oregon. As Kendall just said, fork them. They're taking on Oregon. Oregon was down in Tucson and did damage to the junior college down there that's affectionately known as U of A. They beat them the other day. So now they're coming up here. Oregon State lost up here last week, but ASU has to play better than they played before. Let me give you a stat that If it's not concerning, then there's something wrong with you. ASU shot 50% from the free throw line in the second half of their game against Oregon State. And by shooting 50%, it raised their free throw shooting to 45.5%. You can't keep winning if you're only shooting 45.5%. And right now, the committee doesn't really give a crap about ASU's resume. We saw that because they were the 18th ranked team in the country. They beat Kansas, and they only moved to number 17. So their resume isn't going to mean anything if they keep dropping games, like dropping to Princeton after beating Kansas, like going on a road and getting a split up in Northern California between Cal and Stanford. They cannot be splits team this year. They absolutely positively cannot be splits team. They have to win and put back-to-back games together. I believe it was either Rob Edwards or it was Rob Edwards or one of the other young men after the game the other night. They said, every game we win, we're playing for a tournament berth. And they are. Oregon, listen, other than beating ASU or Washington, there are no good wins in the Pac-12. There are only bad losses. The rest of the basketball world is treating the Pac-12 like they're crap. So you can't go out and lose, especially at home. You need to win enough games. The Sun Devils need to get to 21, 22, 23 victories to show and be able to put Kansas on their resume as a good win, be able to put Mississippi State on their resume as a good victory. Losing to Vanderbilt and Vandy, that's not a bad loss. Losing to Nevada is not a bad loss, but they become bad losses when you lose at home to Princeton, or you lose at home to Oregon, or you lose at home to the junior college we know as of U of A. Those are the games that you have to win to build your resume to get into March Madness. And you don't want to be, from what they learned last year, you don't want to be one of the last four in and have to play the extra play-in game. And I know everyone hates it in a tournament when you call it a play-in game. Well, fat people hate being called fat. It's the truth. It's a play-in game. That's what it is. And last year they ran to Syracuse in that defense, and they couldn't do it. You want to be on the line. And you do that by winning the Pac-12 regular season title and then going up to Vegas, which, yes, the Cave Show and the Sports Cave will be at. We will be there. And you go up there and you win that tournament. It's just that simple. So what do we have coming up? Well, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Confirmed that Marcel Shipp will be joining the Cave Show for an interview. Got Ed Smith coming up. He's going to talk Super Bowl stuff. Going to get Ed Cole back on the show. Going to get Derek Montilla back on the show. You know we're going to get Derek on because WrestleMania or Wrestle something is coming here. It's like Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night SmackDown, all that crap. So we're going to have some fun with him. We've got a bunch of good writers from here that are going to be coming on. And we got a couple great TV sports personalities that we're going to get coming on over the next 2 weeks. All talk about football. We got some great basketball minds coming on. And we are about to start. We're about to start our series of interviews at a bunch of locations around the valley. And most of them will be held at either Maduro's Fine Cigar. They will be held over at West Valley Barbecue. But all those interviews are going to come via the Sports Cave channel, and they will appear on YouTube. We'll make sure the snippets are on Instagram. So I've already said my favorite car here so far is a white Ford Bronco. I'm definitely going to get one of those white Ford Broncos. I'm going to do it. I don't care. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm going to get a black Ford Bronco. I don't want to be mistaken with the juice on the loose. The Hotshots are going to start playing football here in February. We will be covering the Hotshots as well. Hotshots have some Sun Devil flair to it, so you know we definitely have to cover them, and we will also, of course, Sun Devil Stadium, ready for them as well. So I've got to ask her before we get off. Yelling at Kendall here. She said the white Ford Bronco has been a... I'm kidding. She said the Porsche 911. So be on the lookout. We got a lot of cars up. There is not going to be a show on Monday. We will be off. It is MLK Day. Again, you know, we'll be honoring the great works of civil rights stuff that he did back in the 60s. His day, we'll talk about it. They have an auction going on. There's a red car at auction, just to give you the kind of stuff. And Kendall just said to me, I like that car. She doesn't know what kind of car it is. She doesn't know any of that stuff, but she knows that she likes that car. But like I said, we will not be on Monday. We will be back on Tuesday, same bad time, 1 o'clock. Ready to bring another week of football, ready to wrap up the AFC and NFC championship games. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, fan page, sportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always, always with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports. On the Twitter, enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy Sunday. Thank you, Barrett Jackson. Thank you, Stacey Peterson, for always being so congenial to us out here when we come out every single year to Barrett Jackson. What a great time this is. Absolutely love coming out here. I'm going to write a couple checks for some of these cars. I can't write checks. Well, I'm going to try to write a check. I'm going to go write a couple checks, drive home, and tell the wife what I did. Until Tuesday, everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy football. Enjoy basketball. Go Devils. Barrett Jackson.